If there's one name associated with the development of the nation's air traffic control system, it's Archie League. In the late 1920s, League directed planes using flags. League served through the 1970s. Radio-controlled towers were established coast to coast. The government was involved, but in a limited way. Planes were tracked by paper using rough calculations. Radar wasn't widely used until the 1950s. A 1956 mid-air collision over the Grand Canyon killed 128 people. It forced the government to begin making immediate upgrades. Congressman Orrin Harris of Arkansas.
The American public is shocked by this terrible tragedy.
Stephen Creamer is the CEO of the Air Traffic Control Association.
That really galvanized political action to create a national system.
It wasn't until 1973 when the 48 contiguous states were connected by radar and computers that helped manage ground and airborne operations. Now the nation is embarking on a multi-billion dollar effort to upgrade our aging system.
A good day is a day when nobody knows that you've done the job.
Dan Ronan, WTOP News.